here we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast, the I Hate Carrie edition with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. As you can tell, we're talking Bravo. Welcome to the show. We're here.
Great week of Bravo.
Carrie, we interviewed Carrie. For those of you who don't know, we interviewed her during when she was on season one. Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or she did not.
It was like right during it, maybe, or I can't remember.
She didn't seem to be this terrible of a person.
She was the nicest Bravo person we've come across. She always responded. She emailed. She seemed genuine. I don't know what's happened to her. Maybe she's going through a divorce or something and not telling everybody. I don't know, but she's bitter.
If you're like that, I don't know why that bothered me so much, but it was so
petty. Oh, it bothered me.
And
I think
it was
one of the,
like,
it's the worst thing I've ever seen on Bravo. Out of
gross,
all the Ramona
right?
things, all the housewives, I can't think of something that would piss me off more. I might get physical with somebody if they do that shit to me.
Yeah.
Fuck with my sleep, fuck with my property.
The level of disrespect. Yes.
Property.
Yeah.
Even though it's not my bed, it's just the way she went and got that. And she dumped so much on there. I don't care how drunk you are. That is aggressive.
It's a dirty thing to do. I think
3 o'clock in the morning and you're doing that.
You're right, though. Like, she may be going through it. I'm not by no means making excuses for her behavior, but this season she's particularly
terrible.
Seems
like something, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Seems like there's a chip on her shoulder, something in her brain that she's not telling everybody because she's acting out.
Yeah, it's weird. Very weird.
That was crazy. I didn't expect that. And I had seen your tweet, so I knew something was coming. If I had even watched that fresh, I was blown away.
Another freaking example. I hate Twitter. Like, for some reason, when I'm writing tweets, my brain short circuits. Like, even that one, it was wrong. I mean, people still got the sense, but I like forgot a verb or something that was like contextually
important. I did too today. I deleted one. I put Luke's reaction. It said like, and I didn't even notice because I'm like driving kids around tweeting probably.
I know.
Don't call the cops.
Escape 2 Pod on Twitter if you guys want to follow us.
All right, let's get to, okay.
Right,
so,
let's talk,
what do you think about
Beverly
Hills? What do you think about the trailer? Tell me your instincts.
Okay, so instinctually, when I watched it, I was like, "Oh fuck, this is gonna be great. Here we go." After marinating on it for several days and watching people just fall apart for this shit, like,
I know
think we're in the minority that we don't like suck Beverly Hills dick and like think it's the greatest show ever.
Everybody's I used to think
like,
it was
my
good.
Favorite franchise is back.
I don't have any faith. It's hard to have faith in it.
I am like 90%. I feel that we've seen everything that's going to happen. That's
and Erica
fear.
Is so unlikable and
terrible person.
Is she going to go to jail? She might. I don't know.
You know, I take issue but with when
I like
people,
a little bit of it, but
yeah, like, but when people sign up for a show and then decide that there's a line that they suddenly are not going to talk about anything, like her seeming deeply offended that people are even bringing up the whole situation is like, you're on a reality show. You signed up to show your entire life.
And it's the talk of the United States.
Right.
Sounds
so
like
nut up and talk about it.
She's ripping off plane crash victims or something. Right. I don't even really know because I could care the fuck less. Right. I never bought that she wanted to suck that old man's dick to the death. I mean, were we all surprised?
Died.
I even forgot they got divorced. I thought they were still married. I don't even follow her. No. She was such a disappointment from the get-go.
Yes.
I think the best part is that she doesn't have a glam squad and she's just going to get her makeup done at the MAC counter like the rest of us, you know?
Right, right.
Which is just as good, but
I
no offense
intrigued.
To MAC. I've
I'm
never
intrigued
been there.
By Kathy Hilton and the new
yes,
role that they've
me
added.
Too.
I think that could be great.
That looked nice.
Yes.
I was relieved that it wasn't Kyle and Kathy fighting. I would rather see Kyle and Kathy as friendly siblings together against the crew.
Yes, agreed. I think there's potential. I think it may be one of the better seasons we've had in a couple seasons.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Might be up the
I
hill.
It almost unwatchable. Let's hope we're getting
Crystal
out of the trough.
Might be good.
I think she may be too.
Hopefully it's not the entire season of Erica. turning into the dragon. I mean, it's just ridiculous with her facial expressions and energy.
Yep. And I continue to take issue with how Bravo is adding diversity to the cast in these like one-off bullshits. Like, at least bring in a group or people that can be friends. I don't know. It's like,
yeah, at least going to be good. At least Garcelle is becoming is now friends with them. It seems like
But it just all Crystal, it's coming across a little like,
yeah, she's the Crystal. You can tell in her eyes. She don't know these people.
Right. Right. 100%.
Yeah. So we'll see.
But I think it has potential. I'm intrigued.
I hope Sutton rips one on Erica and it's not just her crying in the corner after Erica is a total see you Same. Next Tuesday to her.
Same. The odds are low though. Because I think Sutton, I don't know. But people say she comes in hot this season, so maybe she'll be different.
We'll I see. Like Sutton, but she looks beat to hell too. Looks like she don't have a glam squad with all that money.
I know. She looked rough.
Why do you look like you just got out of the pool? Looks like homeroom after swim practice.
I'm just seeing a lot of makeup that's like not blended and like it's interesting. I don't know.
Quarantine we'll is not an excuse here, people. I love how you don't see one mask on them.
I don't know.
COVID doesn't exist in rich people world.
Right. They've probably been vaccinated for a year and a half.
Yeah. Crazy. And they, Dory is funny to me how she's risen to the top. Everybody loves Dory. Everybody used to hate her.
Right. Yeah.
You don't read one bad thing about her anymore.
Yeah. Got a good PR we'll team. See. Yeah.
We'll I see. Hate Erica. I hate her.
Yeah. I don't like her either.
It's not fun. It's not a fun hate for me. I think this should be the last, this is her swan song. See you later, bitch.
Yeah. I hope so. We'll see what happens. Off I'm into intrigued. The
fire of Aladdin's pit. I'm done with it.
That's nice.
We'll see. I actually do like Kyle Richards, so don't know why.
We'll be tuning in. What do you want to start with today?
Let's start with Summer House.
Man, I can't believe it's already going to be the season finale.
They must have made it quick because of COVID, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to keep those people trapped in there for too long.
Who was your favorite Derby outfit?
Probably Paige. I thought there were a lot of bad outfits.
I hated hers. Oh, but did? I love her fashion. That's so funny you say that. Well, it was my least favorite except for
Who was
Hannah.
Yours?
Mine was either Sierra or Amanda.
Oh, okay. I thought Amanda looked good too. Amanda always looks great.
Amanda has great aesthetic, doesn't she?
Yeah, she really
Not
does.
Not that I hated Paige's, with... but it looked big on her.
Oh, okay. I thought she looked so but cute.
It's
I think
Derby-esque.
Paige is just really like we've talked about coming into her own this season and just is fantastic watching her she was describing Steven's outfit is that his name or whatever they call him Stravi
and oh she God, was like I know I don't mean, even know his name
I could comment on his outfit but I won't but if I was gonna comment and I would blah, 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 blah. Like she's just funny I'm enjoying
and talking
her.
To her boyfriend she hates her boyfriend I gotta hates appreciate him. That hates he wants him. She's totally right too
yeah
I love a woman that gives a cold shoulder to a man there's nothing better
Oh, she's great. Like what? I haven't seen you all summer. You think I'm moving there? No.
Yeah. Why can't you show up? Yeah. She's 100% right.
Yeah.
Everybody else is. I thought she was cute when they were talking about how Lindsay says, Amanda was running. She wasn't galloping after they lost the race.
So angry
and
about Paige, that. That was hilarious.
Paige, Kyle, and Amanda are a cute little trio.
Yes.
It's very happy-go-lucky. I truly hope Amanda and Kyle stay on this path of happiness because they're so cute right now.
Adorable. I love Lindsay just coming in hot. She's in there like taking off that costume. She fucking cheated all drunk and like she was not galloping.
And Lindsay going and telling Luke who Luke looked like the fucking hottest thing when he had that backwards hat on. I'm a sucker for a backwards hat.
He looks good face with the clean cut hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Give me some of that sperm. And he goes, when she said he's been coming inside me and he goes, OK, that cracked me up.
Who says that to somebody?
Especially a man.
Especially a man. Yes.
Yeah. Or anybody. I actually just say we're not having protective sex or something.
Right. He handled it well because he was like, listen, I mean, if a week ago you were telling me that you hated him, we were on the beach. So it seems a little fast. Like, I thought he actually handled it great.
Yeah. You know, it is right. She don't like him. She just wants a placeholder.
Yeah. I thought when he said, you know, these are big extremes we're dealing with. You know, 2 weeks ago you hated him. Now you're talking about babies and trying on rings. It's like, oh my God.
I can't imagine her having a baby. She's going to be on the Winter House or whatever. So that will be fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Winter House. That might be the show. because I love Summer House and I love the men from Southern Charm. So that could be
it's going to be great.
Be it.
And I'm so happy that Madison was not included.
Me too.
Because I hate that people are online saying, would you rather fuck J-Lo or Madison? I'm going to come to your house and burn it down for even typing that question out.
Oh, God.
To me, Madison is not pretty because of what a terrible person is. She would see a dog on the side of the road and leave it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
She's a terrible person.
What do you think
person.
About Danielle and her boyfriend? I get like, it's interesting that they're not really.
The guy's not trying to screw me. The first night we're sleeping in a bed and he has to say that it's the, well, I guess they have to get used to it's sweet, but also I like an aggressive man, especially if we're sleeping late at night after we've been drinking, you know, but yeah, she said totally. That he had to get used to the house and they didn't have sex.
Did you notice she said
if
like,
they never had sex before?
I don't think so. They haven't.
So I guess
she said like you ate a peach ring. She's like, I can taste it on your breath. I think they're pounding edibles. And that's probably why he's passing out, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's not going to help you stay awake if you're not a usual habitual, if you're not used to that marijuana.
What else?
You know, I like him. He seems nice. I liked him talking in the car, explaining the difference between him and Dez and that he wants to have fun. And maybe Danielle. It's interesting to me. She says she's not in a relationship for 10 years, so she wants to take it slow. I would think it's the opposite. You'd want to like jump in
and she's
feet
very
first,
used
but
to,
that's
like, being
very healthy. You know? Yeah, yeah, the opposite. Yeah,
right.
She's great. I hope this guy is nice. He seems nice. From the opposite of Dez and Hannah, they look like great people. I don't know.
Dez and Hannah are going to last. I just don't. It seems so.
I hope
like,
not.
Like talking about rings and shit, I guess sometimes that happens with people. I just find it hard to believe.
Especially
personally.
A guy. It seems like she's, a guy talking about that because he's ready. He's at that age. But how he's not, I don't care how old you are. You can still hang out with those people.
Right.
It's very weird.
It's very odd. Yeah.
Even if you're not drinking, you can still be, you're making it awkward. I don't care. Right. It's not. Why are you there then? Yeah. Why is Hannah on the show then?
I don't know. I think it's enough. I almost feel that Luke has a point when he said, you know, he's really into you because he's some washed up comedian trying to be famous. And I was like, it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems that's the energy I get.
Yeah.
That is what I do get. It seems like he's using her. How he said he found her by he was following her online and then he hit her up. That's just creepy. Don't admit that, even if you are, because that is the reality of our world. But don't say that out loud.
Yeah, I know a few people who've met on Instagram in the DMs and they're together.
Right.
Married.
That makes sense. But
it happens.
Like, I don't know. You have to. I think Luke has a very good point. I don't think Luke is jealous, but I think Luke is trying. He feels like he needs to be redeemed because he was just getting shit all over.
Yeah.
And now she's in love.
I know. Makes no sense.
And she seems like even Paige said that she's making such a big stink with Dez because she wants to get back at Luke, even if she doesn't even realize it.
Well, and she also said, like, Paige said something like, this is what she's like in a relationship. And there are always, everyone knows this. Everyone knows one of those girls that just becomes, or men, whoever, gets super codependent in a relationship and gets consumed and fuck their friends and whatever. There's people like that. So she's one of those people. And when she said that, I was like, you know what? That's very good observation. Like, at least she knows it. She's not going to take offense. Like, this is who she is in relationships, whatever.
Do you see their friendship lasting?
I thought it was weird when they were fighting, when like Kyle or when Amanda and her were kind of like beefing or whatever.
Yeah.
Hannah A is the most offensive human being in the world. It's a bad quality. She can't take any negative talk at all or even like a comment. She loses it. But Paige in that scene to me was like, it was interesting. She was almost hiding. Like she didn't want to get involved because she doesn't want to ruin her friendship. So I'm interested to see.
She's really, I think. Seems like her and Amanda are becoming good friends, but Amanda has a good point. I was proud of her for sticking up for Luke and I was proud of her for going against Hannah.
Yeah.
Cause Hannah. Yeah. She is obnoxious.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Lindsay saying that she had to give him tough love and he needed to lose her. Is that what needs to happen in relationships? There needs to be a medium between Dez and dumping someone for them to realize that they love you.
Right. Totally.
It looks, it's, and I still feel like it's kind of, she was shit faced. He has a right to be mad at her on her birthday. She was shit faced. He tried to make her a nice little dinner. I still think she's crazy. I love her, but.
Oh, yeah. She's batshit. Well, that's what makes her great, though. Like all great people.
She is. But the last thing, Des, I hated him when he goes, if you need a bishop, let me know to marry them, because his last name is Bishop.
That's the type of
such a dad joke. Yeah. That's,
I don't want any part
like my dad would say that to the waitress. Shut the fuck up.
Totally. All right. Let's talk Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right. This is a random thing, that, but I had to ask you about this because I noticed Joe doing this in one of the scenes. Joe Gorga, he was pounding nuts while she was getting dressed, like in the, he had like one of those big Costco thing of nuts. I feel like I just had to ask you if you're like a nut person. Do you eat nuts, roasted nuts?
If I had them around, I guess I would. I like one of those honey roasted nuts. I don't like cashews.
Some honey roasted peanuts last night. It was really
good. Those are freaking delicious.
Oh, so good.
I don't like cashews. My grandparents grew up with the walnut crushers and all that shit. If I got to work for a nut.
I do feel, you know, like, I just thought maybe you'd be one of those people who just pound nuts, but instead
I am nuts. Yeah.
Instead, you're just going to pound like,
I like mints. Almonds. You know, when I was at work. Yeah. When I was at, when I used to work, I would eat all, I'm an almond eater.
Okay. All right.
You know, my dad would make, he makes some candy covered shit here and there.
You know, I was watching this episode again. Watching Jackie, not to focus on food in this episode, but watching
people are bringing that up. Mm-hmm.
Not eat. It's sad. Really bothers me. She ordered like beef tartare, which I can't eat beef tartare. Shout out to people who can. It's not for me.
Oh God.
And
no.
I didn't even see her eat a single thing.
I could rather eat a can of dog food, honestly.
Yeah.
I think this show has, if anything, would trigger her.
Yeah.
Her issues. And
you would think so.
And that's probably why her husband didn't, he probably doesn't even want her on. Put in a cheating rumor and it's too much stress. It's a lot of stress, even if you have a perfect storyline.
Right.
I feel for Jackie. She seems like she's got great kids. This needs to be the last season for her, and Bravo needs to do that for her because it's not healthy.
I agree. I thought
putting her in a cage with a lion, and Teresa's the lion.
Oh, absolutely. They're being nice right now, but it's not going to last. There's no way.
Yeah. Why is Teresa crying in the preview? Did you see that when she was at Jen's?
I think it was because it was a mother. It was like a Mother's Day thing. It was all moms, I noticed.
Oh,
their moms
okay.
Were there,
so okay. That is. Oh, that would make sense. Okay. All right.
Did you buy the psychic?
No. God, no.
You did?
I
feel like she knew so much information.
I do, but I also... I do and I don't. Like, maybe she knew the Esther thing, but I got it. She did say Esther, but maybe she could look it up. I don't know.
I
would only believe a fucking psychic if she found somebody in the street and said something to them. Not anybody you can look up. We all knew Boo was sick.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's made up, it's a sick thing to do to somebody play with their feelings like that.
I mean, at least most of the time she's giving them positive information. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I know,
it's not
but
like she's blowing up.
But
their
just
shit.
Sick, like Boo's here. But maybe the whole she didn't know that Dolores might have breast cancer, so that was something. Saying the physical thing is freaky.
Yeah,
there are different things. I do believe in it, but I also am very cynical at the same time.
I loved Evan, Jen's husband. 90% of Jewish grandmothers are named Esther. When she was like, but he said the name was Esther. And he's like, well, 90% of Jewish grandmothers are Esther. It's like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like things like that.
Evan's
are
a hot
like...
piece of ass. And they're him saying that makes me think he's not a cheater.
Yeah.
Logical. I don't know.
There you go.
Hold on. What were some of the things that would made you buy into her shit?
I guess it was just like, she seemed to just know things that people that didn't seem easy to find, I guess. But then when I think about it, in your context, like the dog and I guess that kind of shit, like if she's friends with Teresa, she probably has connections to all these people and like looks it up. So maybe the health thing was
believe
a little,
it.
Yeah. That was interesting.
I really do. I want to believe in this stuff. I mean, I think about the tarot card reader I went to 5 years ago all the time.
And
I mean, I do
and
believe
her grandmother
in it, but...
telling her it's not David.
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, you can watch the fucking show and know that.
Right.
And then with what's her face? Gia. you know why you're holding your hands like that? Your grandmother doesn't have, her hands don't hurt anymore. Oh, I mean, shit like that just is crazy, but maybe it's true. I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of heavy shit to throw on people.
It is. But I mean, they're choosing it, you know?
Yeah, I know. But you just walk into a house and tell an 18-year-old girl that it's a little intense. Right. It's sweet if it's real. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to believe in that stuff because I believe in it, but how can you just, I guess everybody's just lined up and you're like, air, boom, like shooting fish in a barrel and you get it all right.
That is weird. Every spirit's just coming to you in a line.
Yeah.
It's like next.
Like Jennifer's family's not busy.
Right. Right. Oh, the, what was he? What did you say? He's a saint.
He was a martyr and then he was put as a saint. That's pretty sick.
It's pretty legit. I love.
He does have a great energy about
it. I have to say that there's two Jens to me. The Jen with her family is a completely different person than the Jen that interacts with these women. Like, I thought the scene with her and her mom was great. I thought Bill Aiden talking to the mom.
The medium was on with that.
Right. True. Like Bill Aiden talking to the mom, like, listen, it was different times.
I love Bill Aiden.
He's great. I was so wrong about him.
He's won us over. My God. I don't think he's a cheater. And he sent the little Gabby out of the room.
Which they should have done a long time ago. I don't know why they were allowing her to sit there. That was
I'm the mother of the year over here. But
grandparents are just falling apart in front of you. Like, you don't need to see that.
Did they have a arranged marriage pretty much?
She was taken away. I mean, that makes sense. Like, you're holding on to that resentment for your entire marriage, obviously. She can't get past it.
Your whole life is taken.
Her whole life. Yeah.
Then you get knocked up and you imagine now she has to fuck this guy that she doesn't love.
Right. No, it's terrible.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like so frail and little and cute that it's hard.
It's like,
The way Jen says, Mom, I didn't have any bad memories of my father. He just came in.
She's like, because he wasn't there. It was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. And I love Bill Aiden saying, if it wasn't this culture, you'd probably be divorced. They're a match made in paradise. Absolutely. Seriously. Yeah.
Love it. Love the two of them together. It's just her energy is so different around them than it is around the girls. It's interesting.
Fascinating. Yeah. What do you think about the mammogram? And I'm so different. See, the second I wouldn't be able to handle that shit. She's on the phone getting a biopsy. She's already got abnormal cells in her mammogram. Mm-hmm. Then the psychic tells, I would be flooded in tears. I'd say, I'm dying. I got a mammogram. That's bad. I gotta go. You know, could you handle that? Would you just sit there and be quiet and not say anything?
I mean, what are you going to do till you know, you know?
I know you're like Tyler and everybody else in my life, but how can people just be so calm about?
I mean, I would be I would be very stressed internally, but I would be trying to.
How do you hide it?
Just talk to myself. You show strength. You don't know shit until you know shit. So you can't, you know, it's just the way it hit, as they say. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I don't think she has it because we would know.
Yeah. I just love Frank and Dolores still working together, doing the little house flips, like better than ever. Just their dynamic. Like when she was sitting there with Frank, she's like, come on, Frank, let's go sit down. It looks like you've been standing too long. By the way, you were right. He's frail. But I love the two of them together.
Some game out of him too. Now, do you think that Frank is holding back Dolores to find the person?
Potentially. And I think that's a very valid possibility. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. Anything else on Jersey?
Let's see here. I just found it funny that she's like, your dad, he's back to the medium. I'm just cracking me up the whole time. I'm just cynical. Your dad's holding up the blue label in heaven. Now there's fucking blue label in heaven. It's just funny to
heaven
me.
Heaven has whatever people want, you know?
What about freaking Joe Gorga and Melissa's dumb eating out scene where they're talking about her daughter's sex life? The daughter's probably already banging. If she's got a boyfriend for that long, I'm sure she probably might have already done.
I don't know. She's so young. I guess she's in high school. I don't know. I don't pay attention to. I know you said you didn't think it was staged.
That's I'm in the minority.
I think maybe the fight was
probably staged. Yeah, it probably is. I'm a sucker. you know, I'm against the medium, but I believe in them. What am I, an idiot? Okay, I just have to say this. The world is driving me crazy. I guess I understand it, but what's the point of wearing your mask to the table? And then the poor server who has to endure the spitting on your fucking face.
Right.
This is all across the world. This is all happening. I get restaurants have to stay open.
Yeah.
But can't you order with your fucking mask on?
That's what I've wondered as well. Why is it that if you walk to the table, then it's just mask free land?
Then it's
and you're
free.
All in an open space, spitting all over each other. And like you said, the server is right there. Just as out of respect, I understand tables are spaced apart.
This
I
poor
feel like
person
you should put the mask on
who has to come to work.
Ordering. Right.
To give you food.
Right.
Because you can't fucking cook.
Right.
And I get now that when you're vaccinating, that's a whole different story. I think if you're vaccinated, you know.
It is, but it isn't, though, because you can carry it.
Yeah,
and still
you
give
can
it
still
to
carry
you.
It. Right. But at least it's a little bit better, I guess.
It's a little bit,
but
still.
It fascinates me. I'm sure Tyler is so sick. I just every time I see a scene or I drive by a restaurant, I lose my mind. It's driving me crazy. I don't know.
Wild.
It's just fascinating. I just feel bad for these servers. Why don't we all take our masks off when we're checking out at the grocery store?
Right.
And spit in their faces.
Right. God, it
and
makes no sense.
I don't want Margaret to have sex with any guy she doesn't want to fuck, but I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't care.
Guess
about
what?
The guy you fucked 25 years ago.
Blatant self-promotion for the book.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. If she mentions the book one more time, it's
God.
Like enough. She has nothing except this freaking book. I don't care about it.
No. She's almost on her last season, if you ask me.
I would agree.
At the beginning, though, I do love Jen. It's my last thought. The kids on Zoom school is fascinating. Makes me feel like, you know, it's sweet. And then all these kids, they sound so professional. Like, we got to get on a Zoom call. Isn't it funny?
It is weird.
And
like
Jennifer saying she's so hormonal. And the grandma's like, she's an angel.
I loved that. She's an angel. What are you talking about? It's every grandmother.
It's so sweet. Except for my grandmother telling me my ass is fat. My brother's going to end up in jail if he stops touching shit. Your hair is going to. My grandma told me 100 times over my hair was going to set on fire if I stood too close to the oven. No wonder
I
got
all
these issues. All
the time that I was going to get a cold if I went out with wet hair, which I did every day. And my grandma would say it to me every time she saw me leave with wet hair.
Okay. And we're wet hair kids.
Right. All right. Let's talk Atlanta. What's this profit lot situation? What's happening here?
I don't know. It's very odd. I guess I understand. She's trying to say that she doesn't want him to bless her baby because he's not being like a perfect human.
Right. He's not a great Christian or something. I mean, listen, I don't know anything about this, so I could be completely ignorant in what I'm about to say. So I apologize to anyone who's well knowledge in the land of prophets. But all of this seems like bullshit to me. This seems like someone who's saying they're a spiritual advisor who's like some hustler. Again, another pimp, another hustle to me. So I don't buy it for shit. Yeah, he's a prophet. Whatever the fuck that means. What? I think it's all bullshit.
And he's good friends with Ralph and
right.
Drew.
That should be
a
red flag too.
And so, yeah, seriously. And LaToya is getting divorced. Why don't we talk about that more, I guess.
Right.
Stupid. Drew, everybody's right. Find somebody freaking else.
I just love, again.
Not that tough.
Candy love. I just love Candy. Like, how you get drama with a blessing, girl? Like, when she's talking to her, I loved that.
And them fighting with the mask on was classic.
Oh, all time. And they kept I liked the compliance. They kept pulling it over their nose, you know? That
get
was
a
great.
Freaking tighter mask if you got to keep touching it. At that time, your hands were not supposed to be touching everything than touching your face.
Right.
But now we know that it doesn't even freaking, I mean, who knows, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole situation to me is...
It was fascinating, though.
It's a little... Yeah, it was a great fight. I thought it was a little weird. I think they kind of were like, came in like... Toya's weird and then flip to like, all right, Drew, like you got to let this go. Like, why do you care?
It's great housewife behavior on Drew's part though, to care
housewife.
About that so
yes.
much
to, and then
and be so nuts
about
it.
Baby blessing. It's like, what are we even talking about? Yeah. That was good. When she said like, I shared Prophet Lot with her. It's like, what does that even mean?
And I mean, what is Prophet Lot? He's got to be completely, I get that if he's cheating and stuff, you don't want him blessing your baby, maybe, but you don't even know, I guess. Do you believe Drew or LaToya?
I don't know.
And then
I almost
her
feel
calling
like LaToya
him.
I didn't get, did you get a vibe like they were hiding something? I didn't really. Did you?
She called him and he was saying that they're not together, right. I guess. And yeah. She's putting herself on blast to be said that he doesn't like her.
Right.
And then I love how they were asking about Ralph. Is it Rafe or Ralph?
Ralph.
I feel like I'm saying it wrong. And Rafe, fine. And I thought that was interesting. I was waiting for him to say something. He really had bro code there because he knows where the hell he was in Tampa. Mm-hmm. It's funny that the women are talking about that, but they're not really talking about it other than that one thing. Yeah. Where the hell was he?
It's going to bother you till the end of time.
Kenya got a breast reduction.
Can barely
they don't even
tell.
Show that. They don't even show her her kick Kenya off the show if they don't even, we're not at her baby's birthday party.
Enough. I think like
not that I want to be there, but
right. No, I'm over Kenya. You know what scene I did love? I've said I'm done with Cynthia, but the scene with Cynthia and Mike where they were stepping on the scale, and when she got on the scale, and he was like, "Ooh," and then he got
they're
on
cute.
And he was like, "Oh, this scale's broken.
Let's throw it out."
I loved that. I thought that was hilarious. That's like
he's
that's
won me
when
over.
I like Cynthia. Yes,
mm-hmm.
He's won me over too. But I don't think I need to see them anymore. But
yeah. I liked Cynthia when she said. When she was saying just find somebody else, she was very practical.
Yep.
Cynthia was good with Nene, sadly to say. They were a good little pairing.
Yep.
Oh, how about Marlo Cynthia taking... on Beverly Hills? Or why don't they make of LA Housewives? Why does it have to be Beverly Hills?
Just in LA. Yeah, I could see that. I loved Marlo taking the hand sanitizer out of her side. She takes COVID seriously. I'll give Marlo that.
She's great in ordering the pizza. The pizza
I
looked
wash
decent.
My hands
I don't know how
this.
Pizza is in Atlanta, but
yeah, and that's another Kenya being a trash host. Mm-hmm. You don't even have beverages available. You don't even have light refreshments. That's crazy. You don't invite someone over and offer them nothing. A group.
Candy's
of
inviting everybody to her restaurant for the tasting, which I need to get invited to more tastings.
That food looked bomb.
It
looked
did.
Great.
I want to go there.
Me too. Yeah. Ken,
we need to take a trip to Atlanta. I need to meet you in
Atlanta. Has great food. There is
it seems like that would be a fun trip, right?
To us from Atlanta. There is a place called Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar in Atlanta that has phenomenal chicken and a freaking banging hip hop DJ. And you just go in and you pound chicken. You get drinks. They have a full bar. You just get fucked up. Eat chicken.
What does
and listen
ice
to music.
Bar mean?
Ice bar, I think, is like a like drinks like ice.
Oh, okay. It's not like frozen ice cream or ice with flavors.
Yeah, just cocktails. I've spent a couple of fantastic nights there just crowd watching and getting in the zone. So
it seems like Atlanta would have some delicious or have some great spas to go to.
Yeah,
it'd be
Atlanta's
a great
fun.
Vacation destination. It's warm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good city. I like Atlanta. Oh, what else?
Drew working out with her outer socks on is gross. Put some socks on.
She looks like she doesn't work out.
Yeah. Well, I guess her foot or whatever happened.
Right. Oh, yeah. She had to do rehab. That's right. Yeah.
I wrote down even the prophet did get some coochie. I just love coochie. I think Candy said that. I love when people say coochie. I love when Bravo. We've come such a long way from when we were little. You couldn't say bitch on TV. Now we're allowed to say coochie and everything.
Right. It's true.
Kenya and the whole Mark thing. Is she just being abused by him? Even if Kenya, what is wrong with her? Just divorce this psychopath, or is there more to their relationship?
I don't know. It seems like she's trying to do everything she can to save it. For some reason, one or another.
Seems unsavable, right?
100% seems unsavable. It seemed unsavable before they were like married. It's been odd the entire time.
I love the OLG moms, her whole LOG gang. They need to be around 100 bazillion% more.
Oh, loved them. Was she hitting on one of the aunts was hitting on Ralph? Was that who they she was like holding his hand and stuff? I love him.
He is cute and he probably does have a good charisma about
an
him.
Old aggressive woman like that. That's right.
Yes. I can't
just
wait
making
to be
people
that.
Feel uncomfortable. That will be you 100%.
Tyler's dead. Definitely outliving Tyler.
Anything else on ATL?
It's a boring season and
it is.
They really need to figure it out.
They do. I guess we talked a little bit of Dallas at the front end. I thought this episode was one of the better ones in a while to me. It was manageable.
It was good. It's kind of like the old school that we watch with Tiffany's family is interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I get that Deanna and her husband have always seemed to have a good relationship. I don't know. It seems a little thick to me. Like, he's laying it the fuck on.
Is he not?
No one looks great with a toilet seat on their head. Like, stop it.
He's into it.
You're not sexually attracted. And if you are, I'm not quite sure what's happening there. I don't know. It seems a little like.
You look hot. And like he's just got home from war. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Also, with Deandra, when she's talking about this whole Will situation, she was 36 when her dad died. She acts like she was 12. Like
36. And that 36. Was her first marriage.
Right. So I don't know.
Okay, so I got it wrong. I was kind of callous. So the Simmons guy did not commit suicide. It was her previous father, her birth father.
Yes.
Then it looks like she was going to share the money. Then greedy Cinderella stepmom said, we're going to court. Then Deandra gets it all.
Right, but where is that
now
money?
They're bitter. Right. Did she spend it all?
That's what, because she's like, essentially, it sounds like she's in a holding pattern for her trust, right? Like, this is what she's always said. Her mom controls the money.
From the other, right. It seems like all the money is from Simmons, not.
Huh.
Maybe she spent it all. It wasn't that much money. I don't know.
Maybe. But it seems like the rift makes it seem like it was a huge situation.
There's more invested in this whole situation.
Also, how about Deandra's mom saying that she'll not take child support so that she could get everything in the end and then Deandra just get anything? Like, that's wild.
It is. Money is such a sick factor in this world, right?
It breaks up entire families, everything. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I retweeted a thing on Twitter of Brandy. Brandy is a petite woman. If you start to have a pregnant stomach and it's her third pregnancy, fourth baby, people are saying maybe she's faking the drinking. She looks pregnant.
I got to look.
And
I
drunk.
I haven't been paying attention, but she doesn't seem sober to me.
She's holding that when they put the salsa in the room right before then, she's definitely drinking red wine. You wouldn't be prepped. This isn't Oscar nomination movies, right? This is a reality TV show. She's up at 3. Maybe she's not drinking. I don't want to say that. Like, she doesn't know. Maybe people want to be in denial and she says, I'll take a pregnancy. I don't know. It's a little weird.
Yeah. Agreed. You know what I did love in this episode was Cam's husband. When they have the like pink, the dog psychic and all the bullshit, he said something that I thought was really cute when he said, like, you know, having this pink bubble around me, like when life is hard, is great. And I thought that was like a very good way to describe being in a relationship with somebody who's just like dumb.
Who's
like,
in fantasy land.
Who's in fantasy land is like, that is true. That is probably a very comforting, like everything's great and everything's pink. And, you know,
I
was like,
she
I thought
breaks
that was
it.
No, she
Even
really
her daughter's
doesn't.
Telling her to shut the fuck up.
Right. Right. It's fascinating.
And he said something cute when she said, oh, do you not like the pink masking tape? And he's like, we're way past that, Cam.
Yeah.
It is sweet.
Oh.
Even though I don't think he's
that
sweet.
What do you consider a redneck?
I would consider poor little Charles a redneck, but I do think it is kind of, I would never call someone a redneck. To me, that's
me
a mean thing
this.
To say.
Okay.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
The South. To me, is redneck.
Say they're just kind of fun, loving people.
If you're from,
unless, you know,
yeah, but rednecks are like southern. Okay, this is how I would define it. Rednecks are southern white trash. Hillbillies are like Western Virginia, and the mountain trash areas. And then white trash can be anywhere. That can be in California. That can be in, you know, that's like the 909. If you're from California, like the star tattoos on your elbows. Like, there's a very
I feel like a hillbilly and a redneck they're real close, right?
Yeah, they're pretty close. It's just regional to me. Like, I think they're all just different versions of, like, essentially, like, white trash, but it just depends on where you're at and, like, the level of what you engage in. Because you can be a redneck and just be
offensive. I mean, I think it's kind of, you can make it a joke, too. Like, I'm a redneck woman. I love that song.
True. So I guess people will own it compared to not owning white trash. Like, nobody.
It's more
really
of a lovable
like,
term,
white trash.
I guess.
Right. Like an endearing.
And
term.
Sometimes people are rednecks. Like Tyler, kind of is redneck because he has a redneck from the sun, working in the sun. You're working outside. You got a redneck, you know.
Right.
But I have you know, I got a lot of, I guess, white trash redneck family. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the difference to me is,
it's annoying that they keep like, I'm a red, right? Just, okay. All right. We get it. You know,
right. I guess you're right. I think you can own saying you're a redneck, but like,
white trash
maybe.
But I wouldn't want to go up to somebody and be like, you're right. But redneck to me, I guess I'm all over the place with it, but
yeah, I don't think you've locked in your definition.
Yeah. They like to have fun.
Yeah,
they
you're like right.
Drunk.
So I guess I imagine like a redneck, kind of like a country person who's like very
Jovi's
adept.
Jovi's family is on the road to rednecks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. They're on the road to one of those.
Yeah. Mm. But I think it's funny, Tiffany. She's too educated for these people.
Is this culturally appropriate? I love that. Meanwhile, they're filming videos making fun of Asians. Like, you're in the wrong league, my friend.
Seriously, get away from these people. I feel like she's moving into holding the, I don't forget what they hold. What do they hold in Texas? A star, a Texas star,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
She's a great mother for having such a cold fucking childhood. Can you imagine never being hugged?
Insane. Never being told you were loved. It's like everything I've read on child development is like, it's like the opposite. Like, kids need to always feel secure and loved. Like, it's critical to their development. So the fact that she has become who she's become despite that, again, speaks volumes.
Fascinating.
About the person she is. Yeah, for sure.
Do you feel like the mom even could comprehend how she felt?
I think the mom's playing for the cameras, I feel like.
Yeah.
She's just
trying
to save face.
I feel like if you're that cold and you're not telling your sweet little Tiffany daughter that you love her every second of the day, one little conversation on camera is not going to change that.
Yeah
It's crazy. And then the dumplings, I want to eat that. That looked delicious.
Oh, great. I love how she wasn't going to stay for dinner. She's just out.
Jeez, it's a hard life. And then the little girl hugging Tiffany and Tiffany hugging her. I just feel bad for Tiffany. She's had it hard.
Yeah, she has.
And what did she tell her daughter? Like, you're privileged. It was a very, she goes, oh, we don't have to do that. She's, oh, we don't ever just have to sleep on the library floor. And she's like, it's because you're privileged, honey. It's like, these little kids are growing up with a great life.
They have multiple hotels that they could go to. They're like the fucking Hiltons.
But they seem like sweet little girls. The dad seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, no, I like her family.
Call me an idiot, but I just want to sit there and get drunk. I want to play cards, maybe. I don't want to dang some balls from my vagina and hit a beer can and then have to play tug of war.
It's because we're at the point with Housewives where we just can't have people doing nothing. That's what I've realized watching OC, like we're rewatching season 3 for Patreon compared to this shit. Is we're not letting people just be. We're always, Housewives are always doing events and activities and bullshit. It's like,
yeah,
it's rare you just see them sitting down and just like whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be an event all the time. And now it's become like an event-based show to me.
Yeah, and I hate them putting the costumes on and they have to go pretend they're Bigfoot and Cam could care less. That's why I do love Cam. Stupid. She just sits there.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
You think Cam's smarter than she looks? Or
no.
She plays off?
No.
She was nice to Carrie compared to what I would have been if somebody poured salsa all over my bed before I go to sleep.
Again, disgusting, despicable behavior.
I wouldn't talk to somebody again. That'd be the last.
I mean, the only way, like, I would forgive someone for that, but they would have to be blacked out when they did it. Like, blacked out. Like, I knew no one was home. I would forgive that for sure. I'd be like, okay, you were drunk.
Yeah, blacked out.
That's the only time.
Still.
And I would have to know them to know they were blacked out. You know what I mean? Like, one of my friends that I know who's at.
You'd
like,
have to be puking. Your eyes would have to really be gone.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay.
Puking, but. Puking, but if you're that blacked out, can you even get, I guess,
you can
black out and do stuff.
Please.
Yeah.
Do you not remember our heydays, my friend?
God. I don't. A lot of people shouldn't hang out with me after, but if I'd think twice.
Yeah.
That pissed me off. It really bothered me. And I know it's not that big a fucking deal, but. And plus the fart bomb is annoying, but who cares? Open a window. I don't know how long it lasts.
No, it's completely different. It's not the same. You're
Switch
not violating,
rooms.
Like,
why do they have to have fart bombs?
It's very
in the first place.
Yeah, it's very childish. Juvenile.
Yeah. Plus, there's no need on Housewives, I guess, that they need to be cleaning that up. This sounds elitist, but when you're on TV, they should just pay for somebody to clean the house.
Well, she's got to clean. What do you mean?
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sitting there getting drunk and having to clean up the pig head, but.
Oh, yeah, that was gross. I did feel like the person who cooked that should have cleaned it.
Or if I'm paying for all this. But I guess they do have to clean it. Like, it's like the Jersey Shore or something. I just don't remember a Housewives group ever having to, you hear them talking about cleaning.
Good point. All right. I think that's it.
Weird season. Does Dallas come back?
I don't know. It's a very weird season. It's a lot of weird, like, forced little trips. And I don't know.
I feel bad for Tiffany. What a life.
Yeah.
And her mom saying she's got to go home to feed the dad. It's just like being a woman's so fucking exhausting.
Never fucking ends. The other day, I'll bring this up because I've already talked to him about it. Otherwise, this would be violating. Freaking my husband never tells me his fucking schedule. And I'm just at the whim of whatever he's going to do. Justine and I have a similar problem.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm gone Tuesday through Thursday next week. It's like, cool. I'm working from home with a child. This would have been good information for me to know. His response to me was like, oh, why? Did you want to, like, go get your nails done or go get a massage? I wanted to fucking murder him.
No, and I want to keep our child alive.
Again, it's that, like, just men have this ability to come in and out of responsibility see fit. And, like, I could never do that. Yeah. I couldn't just be like, oh, by the way, next week, Wednesday through Friday, I'm gone. So good luck with your job and this child. It's not
Tyler feasible. Just disappears in the yard. And if I did that, who's watching the kids? He's just gone.
Exactly. Just disappearing a 45 minute shit or an hour shower for you, you know? And it's like,
oh, it still makes me nuts. Oh, he's shitting, he's showering. It makes me nuts every morning. I don't know when it will not. I'd have to be medicated for it to not bother me.
Oh,
and they just don't care that you'd think a woman would start to, but I would start to mess with my,
no, it doesn't like it just,
they don't care. They're like,
brain.
Oh, well, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
prioritize them. Self-care.
Oh, my mom, I see that with my dad. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That she's got to prepare. I saw she had a little post-it note in the refrigerator last night for my dad saying,
oh, yeah,
here are some cucumbers and radishes. Like, he's 5 years old. I didn't say anything to her.
My mom cooks for my dad before she leaves town. Like, he's not a 6-year-old self-sufficient human being. All right.
It's crazy.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Guess what? We'll
see you later, rednecks.
Yeah. Bye, rednecks. Sunday we're doing, we'll be dropping OC over on Patreon, Real Housewives OC, our next four, as well as, We got things cooking.
Listen to our Seeking Sister Wife fiasco.
Patreon. All right. We love you guys. Bye.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.